Back at Sastel Center, second intermission of tonight's Game 1 of the Best of 7 Eastern Conference Finals. Saskatoon Blades and Moose Jaw Warriors are tied up at 2-2. It is an extreme pleasure to be able to welcome. Now, I got to confess, I'm never sure when exactly your term has started, if it has started or it hasn't started. Commissioner Dan Neer of the Western Hockey League, welcome to Saskatoon.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks, Les. I couldn't be happier to be here, especially on such a pivotal night in the WHL playoffs. My tenure started February 15th. I started at the league on January 1st. I shadowed Ron, a Saskatchewan legend, by the way. Ron Robinson, 24 years in the chair as the Western Hockey League commissioner. And now I'm a few months in on my own, and he's been there for me. He's continuing as an advisor, and we're working together to solve some of the problems, to work on some of the opportunities, and most importantly, to get around the league, meet people like you, meet organizations, meet fans, meet sponsors and partners, and see what we're doing well and see what we can do even better.
Thoughts on period on the first two periods here?
Well, it started off pretty lopsided, but what we've got is ourselves a pretty good game here, which is no surprise. I didn't expect the conference championship to go quickly or easily for either team. You can see the speed, you can see the skill from both of these teams and how quickly things can change when you thought at one point in time this game might end up lopsided, and here we are going to the third, tied at two.
Dan, give me the Coles Notes version of your background, both administratively and hockey-wise.
Well, on the hockey side, you know, I grew up in Ontario. I played at a school called St. Andrews College, and like most Canadian kids, I wanted to play in the National Hockey League, but figured out pretty early on as a fourth line, or a checking center, let's say, that got a little bit of power play time and stood in front of the net and caused a ruckus, that I wasn't going there. So the next best thing for me was a business card that said the NHL on it. I had a chance to work at the National Hockey League in New York for 10 years, worked at Adidas, leading their hockey business for the last 8, and I'm on my way to Calgary here. At the end of the school year, the whole family will move up. It'll be exciting to work in this league and to be, you know, a part of the WHL community, which I know is so strong.
Family, wife, how many kids?
I've got a wife from Montreal. I've got 3 kids born in New Jersey, but dual citizens, and so they're Canadian as well. A 14-year-old son who's playing hockey in Edmonton this weekend, and twin 13-year-old daughters who are back in Portland.
Nice. Okay. You mentioned you've been on the job, shadowed Ron Robinson for a month and a half. You've been on it for, a couple of months now, a little more than a couple of months. Solely as commissioner, how have you enjoyed these first few months?
Oh, it's been fantastic. I think that, I've worked in professional sports organizations, but I didn't know what I was getting into with Major Junior, and I think what I've been so excited about is the passion and energy and commitment from people around the league. So there's people who have been working in the league for 40 years. There's volunteers. There's general managers, coaches. The different people involved with this league and their level of commitment, man, the education advisors, people you come across that are there trying to make the league better, trying to create a development experience for players, the Billet families, you name it. Every person that I interact with, I'm enjoying, and they're thrilled to have me. They know that I'm filling big shoes, and there's a lot of pressure, but that's an exciting opportunity, and I think the sky is the limit for us.
I was going to say, what appealed to you most about becoming WHL commissioner? I think you've answered a lot of it now.
I can tell you more. I think that as Canadians and Western Canadians, we're a humble group, and we're very, very strong as a league locally. Within our communities, but we're also very, very humble in that, you know, we don't brag. We play for the crest on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back. And I think that there's such a good opportunity for us, to grow our reach with the sport. And you start to see, Sidorov's Michigan goal being shown on ESPN Sports Center, things that we wouldn't have seen in the past. People are paying attention to our league, and I think that more and more people are going to be excited about the competitive balance that we have, the young, exciting players. We just announced Landon Dupont as an exceptional player. You know, Connor Bedard, let's make sure that people know that he's a Western Hockey League alumnus, played in Saskatchewan. And, I think that historically we've just been okay with passing on and saying, you know what, we're very, very proud of it, but, onward. And I think that we want to take a little bit more ownership and get excited and make sure everybody knows what we're doing here out West.
Dan, there's going to be other opportunities, I'm sure, down the line for us to talk and discuss different things about the league. But I'm not going to put you through the tough questions. I'm going to ask you one more, and it's regarding what jumps out at you as being the biggest upside of the league and being involved with it.
Well, look, I think that we're creating a great development path for young men. And yes, a significant number of the players, and more than any other development league, are going on to play professional hockey, to be on NHL Central Scouting's top 100 and the different lists and so on and so forth. But we're also sending kids to university. We're also creating mature young men, responsible young men who are entering the workforce and you know, contributing to society. And I think that we, you know, we don't want to forget both ends of that role. It's not just a league that sends people to the National Hockey League. It's a league that creates opportunities for young men to use hockey and to use sport as a development path in life. And I'm very, very proud of that and excited to tell more stories about that.
And, Dan, we're going to get to do that another time somewhere down the road. We want to dig into some of those things you're just talking about, because those are all topics and issues that I think are interesting to fans who follow the league and an old broadcaster like myself who's had following it and has a passion for it for the last 30 years. But, Dan, nice to meet you. Wish you all the best as you move forward as Commissioner of the Western Hockey League. And we'll be seeing you soon, I'm sure.
Thanks a lot. I'll be back soon.
Good stuff. Dan Neer is the Commissioner of the Western Hockey League.